Evening, welcome to the House of Blessed.
Love Talk Radio.
Gospel music. Enjoy.
Battle for my soul. Faith teaches God victory in Jesus. Chosen and claimed. Battle for my soul. Victory is in Jesus. Unity, not uniformity. Victory is indeed done. Victory is in Jesus. Battle for my soul. Preacher man, preach the word. The battle is for your soul. Teaching man, the battle is for your soul. The battle is for your soul. Do not take your hand away from the plow. Your battle not against flesh, but wickedness and high possess. We're all conceived in sin. The battle is for your soul. Wickedness in high places. Can we live together? There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called, and one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Ooh. Nature grown, the body grown, all under the weight of the sin fever. Satan fall down. Victory has already been destroyed. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Victory is in Jesus. Can you live by example? Clap your hands. Monday, God is love. Tuesday, God is gift of love. Wednesday, the proof of God is love. Thursday, Jesus is the example of love. Friday, abiding Christ is love. Saturday, follow the command of Christ. Sunday, follow the example of Christ.
Heart and soul, body and mind, but the very essence of our existence is spirit. What is it about the human spirit that produces the courage and the strength to beat insurmountable odds, to survive and endure despite unbelievable circumstances? Our spirit embodies the very essence of our existence. We believe that it has been handed down from generation to generation. Beginning in Africa, the motherland, where for eons, we believe that the Creator heard us when we cried, saw us when we faltered, and helped us along the way. And now, more than ever, it is time for us to get back in touch with the spirit that lives inside us all. Because without it, we are less than whole. But with it, there is nothing we cannot overcome. For the essence of our existence is
you are holy, Lord, your God. enough for me. Bottom line, I've gotta be where I'm free.
I'm Regardless of our lot in the kingdom, and whatever we have to go through, will we still love him? He's listening. Enjoy his presence. He's listening. He's listening. Love on him. He is listening.
Yeah.
kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Praise the Lord. Worship the Lord. He shall speak. He has to speak. He will speak. Love the Lord. Honor his presence. It's already settled.
Yeah, I like that. That's a hot track right there. We overcome by the word of our testimony. Make sure you tell the world how good God is to you. He's a great God. He's an awesome God. He's a wonderful God. Magnificent God. Come on, Tim. Drop your verse.
Sometimes I think and wonder how I made it through the trials and tests of my life without ever knowing you. It was the power of the righteous that kept me from giving in. It was the hand of God that touched my heart and delivered me from sin. And I gotta tell somebody how good God's been, how He brought me out of this world of sin. It was His grace and His mercy that brought me through His everlasting love. And all He's done for me, my soul shouts hallelujah. I thank you, God, for saving me. And if you know that God's been good to you, you ought to let somebody know. Red, yellow, black, or white, no matter if you're young or old.
Change. Holy One, and And I can tell the world right now that we've been made into
God will bring you I'd like to dedicate this song to the memory of my dear mother.
Thought by now I would be better off, and I thought by now I could get through the day. Nothing's really wrong with me.
the next time we see each other, maybe years and years from now.
Family reunion,
got to have
a family reunion. Family reunion,
it's so nice to come together.
Come together,
get together. I wish Grandma could see the whole family. And a warm and tender embrace. And if Grandpa was here, I know he'd be smiling from ear to ear to see what he has done. All the offspring from his daughters and sons, a family.
Divine Father. That Forgive me, Father.
Well, goodbye, cruel world. Let's have these useless start. When you got it in your head, put a bullet in your heart. I've been here before, and here I am again, hanging in the balance between the pistol and the pen. Well, which one to choose? Is it my choice to make? That's a loaded question. Both could be my saving grace. I've known them each as enemy and friend. Now one would be my destiny, the pistol or the pen. I've lost everything I've ever had, except my sanity. And right now, I'm beginning to doubt that. I've got steel around my finger, and I've come as close as taking off my hat. I've been driven to the edge of ink and lead. If I use one, I'm only dying. Use the other and I'm dead. But at least this hell's a hell that has an end. So there's really no decision between the pistol and the pen. I've lost everything I've ever had, except my sanity. And right now, I'm beginning to doubt that. I've got steel around my finger, and I've come as close as taking off my hat. Well, how strange to see myself in black and white, with an empty smoking pistol, thinking words I didn't write. I'd give anything to have the choice again. Oh, but once you choose the pistol, you could never choose the pen. Well, goodbye, cruel world. Let's have these useless start. When you've got it in your head to put a bullet in your heart. I've been here before, and here I am again, hanging in balance between the pistol and the pen. Well, which one to choose? Is it my choice to make? That's a loaded question. Both could be my saving grace.
Choose the pistol. You can never choose the pen. As we come to the end of this particular program on Housing Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio, we are often brought face to face with the reality of life and where we live and what we do and the consequences of those choices. As I sit here in the studio on very sometimes troubling day, and that's every day. I want to remind all of us that God is still in charge and He still runs everything, even though we may think Satan is in charge. He's only in charge temporarily. Do not be naive or deceived by the pistol, a gun, or any other method that you choose to end your life, because it does not end there. As a National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, they call it, the telephone number is 1-800-273-TALK, TALK, 1-800-273-8255, suicidepreventionlifeline.org. That song by was written by Skip Irvin, and Darryl Webb did the singing of it, and I think he did an outstanding job. But one thing I need you to know, that Jesus Christ, God Almighty, is sitting and waiting to hear you say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debtors as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Choose not the pistol. You may choose the pen. Once you choose the pistol, you can never go back to the pen. Suicide Prevention Lifeline, 1-800-273-TALK, TALK, 8255. God is good. God is always good. We hope you enjoy tonight's program. Good night, and we will see you again tomorrow night on House Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio, coming to you from 231 6th Avenue here in Beatrice, Alabama. As we say, way down south.